The younger son wanted his freedom. He was not content to wait until his father passed away. He resented the fact that he had to wait until his father died to collect his inheritance and then to go on and enjoy his life. He wanted to live while he was young, to go travel to far-off lands, taste new foods, and experience different cultures. And he couldn't afford to do this. And so he resented the fact that he had to wait until he was older. And he was tired of working in the fields, of managing the servants and the daily toil that had become his life. He resented the circumstances that he found himself in. The older son was disappointed, but not surprised by the actions of his younger brother. Part of him was jealous that his brother had gone off to see the world. But the older brother knew that it was his duty to stay and help with the family business. Still, part of him resented not only his brother and the freedom that he had found, but his own sense of duty that had trapped him there at the family business. And when his brother returned, he resented how he was treated by his father, welcomed back, even though he had spent all that money, wasted it all. We often talk about the resentment that the two brothers had towards their situations in this story of the prodigal son. And it's that father figure who provides grace and love and context to the story. However, I wonder if the father resented things too. Did he resent that his youngest son asked for his inheritance, effectively saying, "Dad, I wish you were dead. I want my money." Did the father resent that his eldest son seemed to take things so seriously and was never able to partake of all that was truly available to him? Professor Amanda Ropst-Renaud describes the differences we find in this passage. She says the contrast between the brothers draws the reader into the tension that's found between them. The younger son travels to a distant land. The elder son remains at home. The younger son indicates that he is no longer worthy to be called a son and asks to be made a servant. And the elder son describes himself as slaving away and receiving nothing. The younger son is dead and then alive, lost and then found. And the elder son is always with the father. And the younger son is the guest of honor at the party. And the elder son learns about the party from a servant. It's easy to understand and to see how the resentment between these two characters builds. It is also easy to imagine ourselves in similar situations to the brothers. I imagine that we have been in such situations. The kids just talked about it. Perhaps we're resentful of a friend who travels to Panama for 6 months of the year and then posts pictures on Facebook. He's going to hear that. Resentful of the winner of the chili competition at church. Resentful when someone else is promoted at work while we've been slaving away. Wondering, where's our invitation to the party? We've all been there. When we open up and examine the parable of the prodigal, it reminds us that we are never only one of the characters. That a variety of similar situations can create feelings of resentment that are found in that story, and they can boil up in us. Professor Caroline Lewis frames it this way, and then she adds an interesting twist. She writes, "We might see ourselves in the shoes of the older brother, resenting his younger brother for not following the protocol of birth order, birthright, and responsibility, resenting his father for welcoming a son undeserving of such love. We might see ourselves in the shoes of the younger brother, resentful of having to wait for what is owed him, resentful of having to play the game to get back into his father's graces. We might see ourselves in the shoes of the father, having to show mercy when it is not deserved. But when we start to realize that God's lavish love is the object of our resentment, well, then the gap is almost unbearable. What do we do when we resent God for God's seeming unfairness, God's welcome of those unworthy of mercy in our eyes, God's indiscriminate grace? Now, there's a source of resentment that is not as easy to let go, and the steps for doing so are far less clear. What do we do when God is the source of our resentment? As Jesus was hanging on the cross between two thieves, one of them, known as the penitent thief, asked Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replies, "I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise." We look at that story, and we know nothing about the thief except that he is a thief and he has been sentenced to die. What did he do that he was so worthy of God's grace? We resent it without realizing it because it seems so unfair. Within our limited notions of justice, this thief didn't deserve the grace he had been offered. But there it is. And our resentment often stems from our own feelings of inadequacy. It arises out of the question we ask ourselves, what if Jesus doesn't offer me grace? Surely I'm a good person if that thief could receive it. Maybe me too. Whether we like it or not, whether we will admit it or not, we carry around resentment for a variety of things. It's a bitter pill we have swallowed, and we don't know how to let go of it. Our resentment and everything that comes with it gets in the way of building positive, life-giving relationships. Professor Michael Curry reminds us we are made by God to be in loving relationships, harmony and communion with God, each other, and all creation. We are made to be in relationship with one another, to be in harmony with one another. But we let resentment get in the way. Friends, what is God's answer to our resentment? Love, grace, mercy, understanding. Think back to the story of the prodigal. When the younger son returns, he never makes it to the house. His father is out the door long before the son gets to the house. The father is out the door to greet him with an embrace. And later, the older son is working out in the fields, and he hears all the noise and the commotion, and he's trying to figure out what's going on. He's out in the fields, stewing in his own resentment. And the father once again leaves the house to go to greet and comfort the elder son. In both cases, the younger and the older son, the father leaves the house, crosses the threshold twice, and in both instances offers love, grace, mercy, and forgiveness. That is God's answer to our resentment, to love us all the more. Thanks be to God for that. Amen.